you. But it's great to see you. Let me read a few verses from Ruth, if I may. Ruth chapter 3, and beginning at verse 7 on page 257. Ruth chapter 3, and beginning at verse 7. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking, he was in good spirits. You remember Naomi, her mother-in-law, said, just go and go to Boaz at work and basically ask him to propose to you. Here's the next bit in this exciting drama. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking, he was in good spirits. He went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. He turned, and there was a woman lying at his feet. Who are you? He asked. I'm your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a family guardian. The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. The kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You've not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you're a woman of noble character. Although it's true that I am a family guardian, there is another who is more closely related than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty as your family guardian, good, let him come and redeem you. But if he's not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning. Making decisions are part of life. We make them every day, probably every minute. Some we make instinctively and almost don't notice that we are making them. But nevertheless, we're faced with decisions and we respond either after a certain amount of thought or we respond instinctively. Some of the decisions we make are good. Some of them are bad. Some we think are bad at the time. Some we realize afterwards that they're good. Last night I was having to say grace at a great dinner in Guildhall. I arrived and there was there were waiters with trays of champagne. I thought, no alcohol before grace. And so I took a rather attractive glass of sparkling water for the whole of the hour's reception. It seemed very bad at the time, but it was good when the microphone appeared when I had to say grace. Most, of course, are just of passing significance. Sometimes you never quite imagine the significance that in years to come we're going to discover that they had. I prayed with someone during ministry yesterday, works for some kind of financial firm, American financial firm in the city, and I just remembered as I prayed. In 1986, he'd been a student in a college where I was leading a mission. Three times I'd gone to have coffee with him to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Three times. We talked for over an hour. He'd shown really no sense of responding at all. And I thought, it is extraordinary, I said to him, 20 years later, I've taken your wedding, I've baptized your children, you're involved in your local church, and when you can get away from the office, you come here. I could never have known when he was a student, the significance of the time, more time than I should have done, that I spent talking to him. We never sometimes realize the significance of the decisions that we make. Certainly that was the case with Ruth that day. She could have never imagined the consequences of the decision she took to accept Naomi's advice. Of course, Naomi had her agenda. It was a good agenda on the whole, but she had that agenda. She wanted to secure Ruth's future, wanted to ensure that she'd have a quality of life when she, Naomi, died. She wanted to, for her own husband and sons who died, not to be forgotten, but have someone who'd keep their name alive and sort out the family trust funds. Ruth would have been aware of Naomi's agenda, mixed as most of our agendas are, if we're honest. But she couldn't have imagined the significance of the decision she made. For whatever else she did, she went, and as Naomi had suggested, as we read in verse 5, to the threshing floor and had that encounter with Boaz. It was a high-risk strategy, actually, a high risk now as it probably would be then. Boaz might reject her. She could no longer glean in his fields. It would have shattered her self-esteem. Others might see her creeping in and out of the threshing floor. In a small town, her reputation would then be shredded. It was a high-risk strategy to do what Naomi said and go to the threshing floor and propose to Boaz. But Boaz didn't reject her, and nobody did see her. And while she was there with Boaz, he expressed his appreciation of her. As we read in verse 10, he was an older man. Ruth was quite highly thought of. She could have gone after everybody and they would have wanted to have her as a wife. He puts it quite boldly. He said, you could have had any of the younger men round here and you've chosen to have me. He expressed his appreciation and he looked after her reputation. We see that in chapter 11. Don't be afraid, I'll do all you ask. And 14, so she laid his feet until morning, but got up before anyone could be recognized. He was really keen that her reputation was kept. And in the end, all was well. We'll hear the details later on next year. But Ruth the Moabitess, not part of the people of God by birth or upbringing, a worshipper of Chemosh, became the ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Jewish culture, ancestry goes through the mother, through the women's line. And she became the ancestor of Jesus, the Savior of the world. She could never have imagined the significance of the decision she made that night. It encourages us about the generosity of God, that actually he is the Savior for everyone. I sometimes think when I'm trying to screw up courage that I am at the moment to ask different people to the carol service. No easier if you're the vicar, I think, well, perhaps a little easier than some other people. But actually, that we see the generosity of God, that his son was to have as an ancestor at a key moment someone who was a really surprise character. Jesus is Savior for all. We see the generosity of God. We see the tenderness of the Redeemer. Family guardian, better translated, kinsman redeemer. We see in Boaz a type of Christ and see his tenderness, which he wants to show to you and me. He wants to look after us and help us. And finally, we ask today in response to that for the wisdom to make the decisions that will make a difference to other people in the name of Jesus. A Savior for all. What a generous God. A kinsman redeemer. What a tender Saviour. And the Holy Spirit gives wisdom when we ask.